And quite a transformation it is. This time around, the company has gone back a number of years to take another look at two of its most successful premieres. It's presenting artistic director Misha Zurich's Somber Soledad and longtime contributing choreographer Johnny DeMarco's new look at Scheherazade. Both pieces are sometimes flowing, bright dances that manage to look into serious situations, commenting on our life and times. Seen in the preview Wednesday night, both look as if they will be winners, most worth viewing once again. Soledad is done to the pulsing, vibrant music of Astor Piazzolla. The music is Argentine, but its drive and meaning can be effective anywhere. Zurich has said his 1996 piece is about loneliness. Others have seen it as a widow's grief. But truly, it is one of those works that allows you to place your own stamp on the proceeding, related to your own life and loss. The music begins slow and melancholic. As the dancers arrive, one woman sits alone, quietly, seeming to have little connection with the others or even any desire to be part of the world. She is festival dancer Vilja Putrias, a tall, lanky woman who, here, has transformed herself into an aching lady in black. The other eight dancers move in close relation to Piazzolla's sometimes frenetic, sometimes slowly enticing music. They are athletic, sensual, together. The lady in black remains apart. When she does try to join them, all is failure. Soledad ends with her alone in a hard wooden chair. As I'm describing it, the piece seems all darkness, all without redemption. But the real strength of Soledad is its picture of how the world and our lives can be. It's compelling and memorable. Scheherazade is a different cat, even though it too tells a tale of difficulty, even desolation. First of all, there is the roaring, ever-vibrant score by Rimsky-Korsakov that has been shaking the world since its 1910 debut. It looks into the tales of the Arabian Nights. Specifically, it shows us a concubine who must please her king and yet, at the same time, yearns for her own lover. Choreographer DeMarco wanted his 2005 piece to update Scheherazade, make it more mature, as he put it Wednesday night, from his car stuck in snow-filled Boston. Well, he accomplished that for sure. This version is filled with sensuality, even sexuality. Jennifer Ritchie, Festival's long-standing leading lady, is risque here. She knows she's playing a dangerous game, dividing herself between the all-powerful king and her lover, the golden slave, done strongly by Alan Alberto. The two obviously love each other and desire each other. Sexual and sensual, they maintain their dangerous game amid the coming calamity. When the king returns, their world is upside down and over. Scheherazade is a ballet to watch for its forceful nature, its drive, all led by the huge score. It and Soledad are a fitting way to change Up Close on Hope, for a while at least.